But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Wow, we do. We fight every day right here on the MG Show. It is Monday, bank run Monday. It's bank run week. You know, my decorations for train derailment season was up still. I got to replace them now. Without any further ado, let me welcome my partner in justice on this 13th day of March. March Madness, Shady. Welcome.
It's just a coincidence that the banks are failing on March 13th. Welcome to the show, everybody. Great to see you. I hope you had a lovely weekend with your friends and family out there. Hopefully you're out there doing Patriot stuff in support of your country and the MG Show. Welcome to the show here today. I think we got a fun one for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's just so much going on. I mean, where do we start, Shady? So, you know, we start, you know, bank runs. I mean, my God, you know, we've got, you know, everything happening all at the same time. It's quite amazing, actually. And it is a beautiful time to be alive, guys. You know, the bank run is Trump's fault, according to, you know, the Biden administration. But you know, it's funny, you know, Signature Bank, they cut all ties to Donald J. Trump because of the January 6th riots.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Karma is a B.
But regulations.
Right. We're gonna talk a lot about that. We're gonna talk about who SVB Bank is. You're gonna wanna not miss this one, because it has ties to a lot of things that are in the news, and you know, COVID, China, Twitter, you name it. SVB Bank. Is that what it is? SBB.
S-B-B.
Silicon Valley Bank. Yeah, STD Bank. So, Shady, speaking of health, let's make sure that we take our health, you know, seriously, because it is a serious thing. You know, in these times, you need to keep your health so you can fight these battles and you can get out there and, you know, help with the polls in 2024 election. You got to get up. We got to get up and do something. We need to be healthy to do it. And, you know, I know you want to drop those leftover pandemic pounds and, you know, all the holidays that we've had, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas. Maybe I'll do something next time. Oh, Valentine's Day happened. Chocolate everywhere. Guys, it's time, you know, but we're all sick of the ads for the weight loss. You know, we don't trust Lucifizer anymore. At least I don't. And, you know, I think it needs to go back to basics. Instead of giving, you know, people are, you know, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a diabetic drug that people are using for weight loss now. It's absolutely insane. Let's put more chemicals in our body to lose weight, because that makes sense, because they want us alive, don't they? You guys, you know, just eat 5 healthy servings of vegetables a day and fruits. That's all you need. And maybe get to the gym. Walk your dog. Go for a walk. Get your cardio up. It's really not rocket science, but, you know, Shady Vegetables.
Not a fan.
And who has time to cook all that stuff all the time? We in our, you know, fast-paced lives, we have a hard time, you know, to prepare those things every day. But let's talk Field of Greens. Fieldofgreens.com, use code MG Show, is a science-backed formula of specific fruits and vegetables that help reboot your metabolism, and, you know, you'll burn calories faster that way, and you'll lose weight in a healthier way. I mean, they don't want you healthy. I mean, it's not called disease care for nothing. Wait, no, it's not. It's Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. It's disease care, essentially. But you can take your health into your own hands with fieldofgreens.com. It's the, you'll burn calories, you lose weight in a healthier way by actually, you know, working for it. You know, there is no magic pill. There's no magic shot now that's going to get you your weight loss. You have to do it yourself. And Field of Greens is the only brand backed by a better health promise. So, you know, you'll look and feel a lot healthier. You'll feel better. And, you know, if your doctor says, wow, you've lost weight, whatever you're doing, keep it up. And that comes with a better health promise as well. If you don't like it, they'll give you your money back. But we're getting you started off right now today, Shady, with 15% off. Fieldofgreens.com. It's real, organic, superfood. 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code MGSHOW. That's fieldofgreens.com. Promo code MGSHOW, Shady.
Patriots getting more healthy and being more plugged in is exactly what we need. And I think that you guys will love this product if you try it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're not brought to you by Lucifizer like the Oscars were, Shady Groove.
That's a fact.
We're brought to you by you, the people. God bless you all. And Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
That was too much.
Jane, you got to hear our green room. I mean, it is insane. But welcome so back. Funny. I'm assuming we're back because our Yeti was stuck on two.
But he missed the note.
He did. Yeah, I can't get that high. That Yeti can sing. I tell you what, 800-873-0478, 800-873-0478 to get my pillow. Shady Groove. MyPillow.com, use code MGSHOW. I wanted to just share a quick message really quick. This is awesome. You know, when we get people, you know, communicating with the show, we actually interact with you guys. Wanted to let you guys know that I bought MyPillow and you'll be getting a bunch from my orders. 2.0 MyPillows, 2.0 mattress pad, men's slippers, women's slippers, men's slides, women's slides, a body pillow, 4 sets of towels and sheets. Pillowcases, roll and go with case, pet bed, and coffee, all using the MG Show at MyPillow.com. Use code MG Show. Thank you so much for that order. It does benefit this show a lot, along with the Rumble rants. Thank you very much, Brighteon.tv. We love you. Rumble.com/MG Show. And of course, Red State Talk Radio, where we're live on the fly. If you guys are, you know, running and gunning, just use your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio, and you'll hear us. And we also got the podcast, and this show is also archived on rumble.com/MG Show, all 2 hours. Brighteon, thank you guys very much. Shady Groove, wow. Let's listen to this real quick, because it seems like somebody we know is right again.
Uh-oh.
done will go down like that. It will be a terrible, terrible sight. It might even be a 1929 situation. So you have a chance to have the greatest numbers in history. You're almost there. We're almost back to where we were from the standpoint of the stock market. Think of that. But you'll have a crash like you've never seen before. You put the wrong person in office, you'll see things that you would not have believed are possible. All of this incredible job that we've done.
Wow, Shady Groove.
Yeah. He's right again.
He's right again, Shady Groove, with what is happening to our economy and the proposals being made on the largest and dumbest tax increase in the history of the United States, times five, Joe Biden will go down as the Herbert Hoover of the modern age, and we will have a Great Depression far bigger and more powerful than that of 1929. As proof, the banks are already starting to collapse, Shady Groove. See, you know, this is not funny anymore, Shady Groove. You know, vote fraud has consequences, and this happens to be one of them, guys.
Yep. It's 100% right. There is no differentiation. It is the exact reason. That is part of the lesson that America is getting ready to have to learn, instead of being apathetic and turning your head and pretending like the elephant in the room is not in the room.
Yeah. And let's think about it, Shady. What have we had? We had, you know, the bank runs, SVB Bank, Silicon Valley Bank. There's been a lot of bank halts today. Trading halted for multiple U.S. bank stocks. Again, First Republic Bank was down 66%. Western Alliance Bank Corp was down 75%. PacWest Bank Corp down 46%. Zions Bank Corp down 44%. Bank of Hawaii down 42%. Customers Bank Corp down 54%. East West Bank Corp down 32%. And Comerica was down 39%. Trading on FRB, Schwab, and PacWest halted. Western Alliance, 75% dip, and Regions, as we talked about. You know, this is not a game, Shady Groove. I believe this is the SVB Bank is the Silicon Valley Bank, and I bet they have ties to a lot of things, and we're going to go through that a little bit here today, Shady, but it's the elites. Are we bailing out the elites, Shady? I mean, is this what we're essentially doing? Did they know this was happening? Why can't they just get a credit, you know, from their little venture role? This is BS, Shady.
It is, and I think the American people are getting ready to get a huge dose of WTF is going on, and effectively, yeah. You know, this is going to cascade. It looks like it's going to cascade anyway. Holding suspending the trading is a very, very key sign of what's going on behind the scenes that they're, you know, acting like isn't happening.
So the three banks, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and Silvergate Bank, guys. Those are the three that actually, you know, I haven't heard Silvergate being talked about. But let me tell you, Shady Groove, you know, we've heard of SVP and Signature. In fact, Signature Bank cut all ties to Donald J. Trump because of the riots. Remember that, guys? Karma.
Yep.
Karma.
But now it's his fault.
It's all his fault. Deutsche Bank, Signature Bank cut ties with Trump over Capitol riots. Donald Trump's bankers are cutting ties with the president after the insurrection at the Capitol, with one even calling publicly for his resignation. Over the past 24 hours, both Deutsche Bank and Signature Bank have made the decision to end their business relationships with the outgoing president, a potentially massive blow to Trump's business future. Yeah, right. As they were among the last banks willing to lend money to Trump and his family for various businesses. Deutsche Bank moved to sever the relationship with Trump to send a shiver through Trump and his inner circle. Trump owes the troubled German lender more than $300 million, and his primary contact at the bank, Rosemary Vablik, left Deutsche Bank in late December, leading many to speculate that the bank was preparing to dump Trump. New York-based Signature Bank confirmed to the Post that it has begun the process of closing Trump's two personal accounts at the $5 billion bank. Will not do business in the future with any members of Congress who voted to disregard the Electoral College. You know, Signature also posted a scathing statement on its homepage ex- excoriating Trump for his role in the mob attacks on Congress that left five people allegedly, this is a lie, that left five people dead, including a police officer. Obviously a lie. Who are the five people? Yeah, right. Shady Groove.
Wow. I think that everybody has to pay a little bit extra attention right now to what is happening. I think that we've all known that the financial system is a farce. It's pretend. It's not real. It's fiat. They have to bring it down at some point. They're attempting to distract you and get you involved in World War III so that you don't notice this undermine or this collapse that's currently going on. They're exposed. The whole system is exposed right now in a way that I don't think they've ever been since the Fed was created. I mean, this is mind numbing stuff that's going on. And I think as we dig in a little deeper today, you're going to see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, latest companies with Silicon Valley Bank right here. Circle has $3.3 billion. Bill.com, $670 million. Roku, $487 million. BlockFi, $227 million. Roblox, $150 million. And these are all in millions. Sunrun, $80 million. Ginkgo Bio, $74 million. iRhythm, $55 million. Rocket Lab, $38 million. Sangamo, Athera, $34 million. Lending Club, $21 million. Huge, HUUUGE Inc., $24 million. Payoneer, which is buymeacoffee.com, $20 million. Ambarella, $17 million. Protagonist Thera, $13 million. Encores, $10 million. Iger Bio, $8 million. And Repair Thera, $7 million. These are the only companies reporting the exposure so far. Yet SVB has $170 billion in uninsured deposits.
That's a lot. And wow. It looks like the Fed has announced that they're going to back that whole shebang.
Well, this is from the Treasury. This is the following statement. Let me just do it like this. That way it's easier to read. Washington, D.C., this is from your Treasury, U.S. Department of Treasury, public statement, press release for immediate release, March 12th, 2023. Joint statement by Department of Treasury and Federal Reserve and the FDIC. The following statement was released for Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen, Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome H. Powell, and FDIC Chairman Martin Gruenberg. Today, we are taking decisive actions to protect the U.S. economy by strengthening public confidence in our banking system. This step will ensure the U.S. banking system continues to perform its vital roles of protecting deposits and providing access to credit to households and businesses in a manner that promotes strong and sustainable economic growth. After receiving recommendation from the boards of the FDIC and Federal Reserve and consulting with the President, Secretary Yellen approves actions enabling the FDIC to complete its resolution of Silicon Valley Bank, Santa Clara, California, in a manner that fully protects all depositors. Depositors will have access to all their money starting Monday, March 13th. No losses associated with the resolution of Silicon Valley Bank will be borne by the taxpayer. Very interesting. That it says BO. Yeah, that's interesting use of terminology. We are also announcing a similar systemic risk exception for Signature Bank, New York, which was closed today by its chartering authority. All depositors of this institution will be made whole as with the resolution of Silicon Valley Bank. No losses will be borne by the taxpayer. Shareholders and certain unsecured debt holders will not be protected. Senior management has also been removed. Any losses to the deposit insurance fund to support uninsured depositors will be recovered by a special assessment on banks as required by law. Finally, the Federal Reserve Board on Sunday announced that it will make available additional funding to eligible depository institutions to help assure banks have the ability to meet the needs of their depositors. The U.S. banking system remains resilient on a solid foundation, in part due to reforms that were made after the financial crisis that ensured better safeguards for the banking industry. Those reforms, combined with today's actions, demonstrate our commitment to take the necessary steps to ensure that depositors' savings remain safe.
Very interesting wording there, multiple places.
Yep. Biden blames Trump. Let's listen to Biden talking about the U.S. bank failures.
It's coming up to the Lou Goose, they call it. Here's the podium. Before I leave for California, I want to briefly speak about what's happening to Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Today, thanks to the quick action of my administration over the past few days, Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them. Small businesses across the country, the deposit accounts at these banks can breathe easier knowing they'll be able to pay their workers and pay their bills. And their hardworking employees can breathe easier as well. Last week, when we learned of the problems of the banks and the impact they could have on jobs of small businesses and banking system overall, I instructed my team to act quickly to protect these interests. They've done that. They've done that. On Friday, the government regulator in charge, the FDIC, took control of Silicon Valley Bank's assets. And over the weekend, it took control of Signature Bank's assets. Treasury Secretary Yellen and the team of banking regulators have taken action, immediate action. And here are the highlights. First, all customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. I want to rest assured they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today. That includes small businesses across the country that bank there and need to make payroll, pay their bills, and stay open for business. No losses will be, and I want, this is an important point, no losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Let me repeat that. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund. Because of the actions of that, because of the actions that our regulators have already taken, every American should feel confident that their deposits will be there if and when they need them. Second, the management of these banks will be fired. If the bank is taken over by FDIC, the people running the bank should not work there anymore. Third, investors in the banks will not be protected. They knowingly took a risk, and when the risk didn't pay off, investors lose their money. That's how capitalism works. And fourth, there are important questions of how these banks got into the circumstance in the first place. We must get the full accounting of what happened and why those responsible can be held accountable. In my administration, no one is above the law. And finally, we must reduce the risk of this happening again. During the Obama-Biden administration, we put in place tough requirements on banks like Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, including the Dodd-Frank law to make sure that the crisis we saw in 2008 would not happen again. Unfortunately, the last administration rolled back some of these requirements. I'm going to ask Congress and the banking regulators to strengthen the rules for banks to make it less likely this kind of bank failure would happen again and to protect American jobs and small businesses. Look, the bottom line is this. Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe. Your deposits are safe. Let me also assure you at this, we'll do whatever is needed. On top of all that, let's also take a look at a moment to put the situation in a broader context. We've made strong economic progress in the past 2 years. We've created more than 12 million new jobs, more jobs in 2 years than any president has ever created in a single four-year term. Unemployment is below 4% for 14 straight months. Take-home pay for workers is going up, especially for lower and middle-income workers. And we've seen record numbers of people apply to start new businesses, more than 10 million of them, more than 10 million applications over the last 2 years starting businesses. Now we need to keep the program, this progress going. That's what swift action that my administration over the past few years is all about. Protecting depositors, protecting the banking system, protecting the economic gains we've made together for the American people. Thank you. God bless you. And may God protect our troops. See you in California.
Mr. President, what do you know right now about why this happened? And can you assure Americans that there won't be a ripple effect?
Doesn't even take a question.
He just leaves, Shady.
Just walk away.
I'm out.
What is that? Like, yeah. Mic drop? Like, what is doing?
California. Yeah. Yeah. So trading halted by numerous U.S. bank stocks after Biden reassures the bank. This is a great meme because it shows the banks in the background. Check this out.
That the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them.
Yeah.
Will they?
I mean, you know, guys, it's, you know, it's always opposite of whatever this fraud says, guys. Trading halted for several banks and another bank falls, guys. The fraud says everything is fine. Biden, the fraud, says everything is fine. He's the captain of a sinking ship, Shady, that is telling people to go back to their cabins to die, like on the Titanic. Shady Group, this is crazy.
I mean, like, how else can you really read into this other than that? I mean, he, and also he said there about the taxpayer, no taxpayer money is going to be utilized. What do we have, 160, 170 billion on the books? And he's trying to tell us that the fees that they paid into FDIC to cover themselves, like, that's going to cover $170 billion and you're not going to pay any of it. I think that somebody might not be telling us the truth, Jeff.
Yeah, something's wrong. This is interesting, too. A post by the Authority this morning, Shady Normies. Bitcoin just reached all new time highs. I can't believe we're now above 70,000. Big banks, let's invest a ton of money in Bitcoin right now. So here's your block data. I mean, look at this, Shady. HSBC Hong Kong Bank has $3 trillion, guys.
Insane amounts.
And they've got, this is, you know, this is how they do it. This is the number of investments. $200 million size of funding. Wow, Shady. Wells Fargo's on here. $1.9 trillion, $165 million in Talos and Elliptic. So this is a great truth, guys. If you guys want to check it out. Wow. Pretty wild.
Yeah. It is, because they're kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth all of a sudden. And I think you're going to see that continue to be, you know, for all of this that's going on right now, and the government to be, like, you know, kind of taking a hands-off approach, essentially, initially taking that hands-off approach instead of preventing this from occurring in the first place, is a little bit of the issue, which makes me think this is intentional. They're doing this for a distraction. They're doing this for at least the deterioration of the economy. I'm not sure exactly why they're doing it, but it doesn't seem it doesn't seem genuinely a problem, like an engineered problem.
So HSBC bought the British holdings of SVB. Look at what China's saying. This is the China Post. You want to also look at this as well. You got to see what China's doing. Silicon Valley Bank's collapse likely to boost Chinese stocks by tempering U.S. interest rate rises, brokerage says. Hong Kong stocks may be more valuable to the fallout because of their higher exposure to foreign ownership, the brokerage warns. So they're actually cheering it, Shady Groove.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm indicating there. It's like they're working together, doing something here.
So Shady, I think, you know, the question is, you know, where's SVB come from? Who are they? Like, what is SVB Bank, Shady Groove, Silicon Valley Bank? So let's kind of go over a little bit of that, Shady. We found a good, you found it. Political Moonshine did a great, let me just make sure I can get this up there. Okay. Did a great thread on this, Shady. How much do you know about Silicon Valley Bank, Larry W. Sonsini, Wilson Sonsini Goodrich, and Rosati, Twitter, China, the 2020 election, Hunter Biden's laptop, COVID-19, censorship, the FBI, Obama and Biden? They're all intricately linked in problematic ways. And here's how. The godfather of Silicon Valley, Larry W. Sonsini, WGR, and the linkage to SVB, Twitter and the 2020 election, Hunter Biden's laptop, censorship, and COVID-19. There he is, Larry W. Sonsini. He's the godfather, Shady Groove, of Silicon Valley. Yeah.
Godfather.
Wow. Godfather. Mm-hmm. So this is SVB Bank, the godfather of Silicon Valley. SVB, William Sonsini, right? Wilson Sonsini. Twitter, FBI, DOJ, Harvard Law School, the Biden-Harris administration. Wilson Sonsini. I mean, look at this, guys. They are intricately connected into all this. So this is the linkage into SVP, Twitter, and the 2020 election, Hunter Biden's laptop right here. I wish I could, you know, can I make that bigger? Let me just see. No. Yeah. Whoa. The senior founding partner of Wilson Sonsini, Goodrich, and Rosati, Larry Sonsini, has gained international recognition. The chairman of the New York Stock Exchange Commitment on the Corporate Governance. He's a member of the NYSE Proxy Working Group, I mean, I can't read all that, Shady, because it's a little bit blurry. But I think if we keep going, so linkage WSGR and Larry W. Sonsini to SVB. This is how it works. Wilson, Sonsini, Goodrich, and Rosati. So that's WSGR and Larry Sonsini. For more, let's see. So Wilson, Sonsini, Goodrich, and Rosati's legacy closely traces the birth and evolution of Silicon Valley. For more than six decades, Wilson Sonsini has represented the technology pioneers associated with virtually every milestone innovation. Today, the firm is synonymously with ushering promise, innovative companies through their business life cycle. And Larry W. Sonsini and Peter Goodstrin join Silicon Valley Bank Shares board. Wow, Shady. So this is founder and partner at Wilson, Sonsini, Goodrich, and Rosati. Larry W. Sonsini joins the Silicon Valley Bank Shares board, SVB board, right here. This is the parent company of Silicon Valley. Today announced that Larry Sonsini and Peter Goodson have joined its board of directors. Sonsini is the chairman and chief executive officer of Wilson, Sonsini, Goodrich, and Rosati, the leading law firm in the U.S. representing technology companies, investment banks, and venture capital firms. Sonsini's role with Silicon Valley Bank Shares will be effective November 8th, 2003. The top executive at the most influential law firm serving technology industry, Larry Sonsini, has been one of the most prominent figures in Silicon Valley for over 35 years. This is about Silicon Valley Bank Shares. For 20 years, Silicon Valley Bank Shares, a financial holding company offering diversified financial services, has provided innovative solutions to help entrepreneurs succeed. The company's principals. I'm sounding like Joe Biden today, Shady.
It's Sonsini.
The company's principal subsidiary, Silicon Valley Bank, serves emerging growth and mature companies with technology and life science markets. The company offers its clients financial products and services, including commercial investment, merchant, and private banking, as well as value-added services using its knowledge and networks. So this is an example of the partnership between SVB and WSGR, noting biotech overlays. So Wilson, Sonsini, Goodrich, and Rosati, Eisner, Amper, and Alara Health Part Group sponsoring Lab Central. But this is from Cambridge, Massachusetts on February 23rd, 2023. Silicon Valley Bank has assembled a diverse group of organizations, including Williams, Sonsini, Goodrich, and Rosati. In addition to their banking, legal, accounting, and healthcare consulting expertise for life science industries, the financial contribution from these sponsors will support and ignite entrepreneurial programming, such as Lab Central Ignite Golden Ticket Competition and Fellowships. It's designed to support biotech entrepreneurs, Shady.
And it's big.
Yeah. So this is private capital data analytics platform. Alumni raises $10 million Series A. This is an example of the partnership between SVB and WSGR, noting how SVB functions in the capacity of private banking and fundraising. All right, so you look at the alumni was founded by Anthony Lewis and Kelsey Chase, two attorneys from the top corporate law firms, Latham & Watkins.
Yep.
Wilson, Sonsini, and DLA Piper, Shady Groove. DLA Piper.
We've heard of all of them, haven't we?
We have, boy. How the second biggest bank collapse in U.S. history happened in just 48 hours. On Wednesday, Silicon Valley Bank, a well-capitalized institution seeking to raise some funds, within 48 hours, a panic induced by the very venture capital community that SVB has served and neutered ended the bank's 40-year run. Regulators shuttered SVB Friday and seized its deposits in the largest U.S. banking failure since the 2008 financial crisis and the second largest ever. The company's downward spiral began late Wednesday when it surprised investors with news that it needed to raise $2.25 billion to shore up its balance sheet. What followed was a rapid collapse of highly respected bank and
that had grown alongside its technology clients. Even now, as the dust begins to settle on the second bank wind down announced this week, with members of the VC community are lamenting the role of what other investors played in SVB's demise. Quote, "This was a hysteria-induced bank run caused by venture capitals," Ryan Falvey, fintech investor at Restive Ventures, told CNDNC. "This is going to go down as one of the ultimate cases of an industry cutting its nose off despite its face." And this is the collapse right here, Shady Groove. Wow. So the death blow, here it is right here. They also talk about Silvergate here. Let's just go ahead and read that. "The sudden need for a fresh capital coming on the heels of the collapse of the crypto-focused Silvergate Bank sparked another wave of deposit withdrawals Thursday as VCs instructed their portfolio companies to move funds, according to people with knowledge of the matter. This concern was a bank run at SVB could pose an existential threat to startups who couldn't tap their deposits. The death blow, all told, customers withdrew a staggering $42 billion of deposits by the end of Thursday, according to a California regulatory filing. By the close of business day, SVB had a negative cash balance of $958 million, according to the filing, and failed to scrounge enough collateral from other sources, the regulator said. By Friday, the shares of SVB continued to sink. The bank ditched efforts to sell shares, CNBC's David Faber reported. Instead, it was looking for a buyer, he reported. Wow. So, Shady, we keep going on here. This is the collapse of SVB. Moody and Ventures Service Inc. delivered alarming news to SVB Financial Corp., the parent Silicon Valley Bank. The ratings firm was preparing to downgrade the bank's credit. Details of SVB's veiled response to the prospect of downgrade. A linkage to WSGR and to COVID-19, Shady. This is interesting. It's all about lipid nanoparticle envelope, Wilson Sonsini and Moderna case against Pfizer and BioNTech. This is a little bit of the article here. Moderna, Arbutus, and lipid nanoparticle envelopes. Moderna's suit against Pfizer and BioNTech draws Wilson Sonsini into the picture via Canadian pharmaceutical company called Arbutus. Shady.
Wow.
Okay, so the backstory and granular details of Larry W. Sonsini and WSGR from September 2022 analysis right here, Shady Groove. The major players, the summary introduction of WSGR, McGillivray, summary introduction banker. Look at these guys, major players, Barack Obama, Andrew McGillivray, Vijaya Gadde, Shady, we know her from Twitter, Joe Biden, the Biden-Harris administration, William Sonsini, Goodrich and Rosati, Twitter, FBI, DOJ, Harvard Law School, James Baker.
Again.
Uh-huh. So major players, guys, there they are right there.
All connected, wow. Again, in the background, this, right? Isn't that
this is huge.
So coincidental?
Yeah. It's all connected. And this kind of shows you, William Sonsini to Twitter, over here to Vijaya Gadde. I mean, these graphics are pretty amazing. Alexander McGillivray, named OSTP Principal Deputy and CTO. There he is right there. That's the Office of Science and Technology Policy. Wow.
BioNTech. All of it, Moderna.
Yep. Here's James Baker.
Keeps popping up over and over again, doesn't he?
Yeah, all these people do.
Yeah.
Here's that graphic right there. Twitter to Vijaya Gadde, Allison Fauci. Oh, my God. You've got down here to Rahm Emanuel, Silver Lake, Mito. To Sense Time, that looks Chinese to me, Shady. I don't know about you, but Agreed. Look at here's the Shenzhen Sense Time technology. Wow. It's amazing. This is an amazing, thing here. It's Donald Trump 2020, Hunter Biden. Look at that, Shady. They suppressed the laptop, right?
Where's Hunter?
Dorsey, Vijaya, Twitter.
Alexander McGillivray. Look at that.
Wonder why they were so triggered whenever Elon bought Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because this now connects back to all of their business there too.
Yeah. Now we know. Look at it all. I mean, it's all connected. Donald Trump, 2016 election, James Comey, special counsel, Mueller, Wiseman, Andrew Wiseman, Hillary Clinton, China. Look at that. There's Pelosi, John Durham, Charles Lieber. We've heard about him. Remember, he was arrested.
Yep, the Harvard guy. But for spy, the China spy.
So that's just a pretty interesting, you know, chain of events that all the same old suspects are connected to the SVB bank collapse, Shady.
And like I said earlier, they're exposed in a way that they did not plan on being. I think that they staved this off for as long as possible, or they initiated it because of the horrible news that came out last week that pretty much just obliterated January 6th narratives across the board. They needed something big to change the news cycle.
And to you know, everybody's like, what should I do with my bank? Just relax, guys. I think we just need to relax and see how it plays out, guys. I mean, you know, there's a lot of banks involved. This is a big deal, but I think it's to reinforce the fear, Shady, in the regular people that don't see that what's actually happening.
And also they're trying to blame this on Trump. You heard Joe Biden up there, you know, it's like, but Trump, no matter what is said, and he didn't really make the correlation very good, just throwing it out there kind of for his little piranhas on the other side to kind of chomp on. So that's going to be going back around the horn again in the news cycle. You know, all the talking heads will be yapping about Trump derailed the train, Trump derailed the banks, but Trump's not in power. Trump's not the president, but it's all his fault.
Yeah. And I want to just go. I'm just going over. Donald J. Trump will be speaking tonight, I believe, at 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm not sure. I'm trying to confirm that. Iowa. But very easy in Iowa, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. He's going crazy right now, or did go crazy today, retruthing D.C. Drano quite a bit. And by the way, the January 6th choir reached number one on Apple iTunes, Shady Groove.
Isn't that awesome? Like, it literally like number one all weekend. And it's great too, by the way. The video that he put out with that, I don't know, maybe I know we've shown it here, but if you guys haven't seen it, it's very, very good. The video brings into focus the depiction of the Capitol Police kind of setting off the riot there, and what really happened and what made people mad to get frustrated with the situation on the ground. Very, very good video, and very good that it's number one in America. That's forcing people to pay attention.
Yeah, maybe we'll play that video coming back in hour number two if you guys missed it, guys. Pastor Chatelet has DonaldJTrump.com/events. If you guys want, it's 6:15 Central. Jeff, thank you, Shads. Appreciate that.
Boom.
You know, but... You know, he called it, guys. If you elect anybody other than me, you're going to see a collapse of 1929, guys. Like 1929, Shady.
And it's going to be worse because in 1929, the dollar wasn't considered the reserve currency. You know, now the dollar is considered the world reserve currency. And I think, you know, this is just my opinion, but I think a big part of what we're watching happen is the removal of the dollar as the world reserve currency. It's an unfair advantage, and we should all individually compete on an equal playing field.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. This is the current finance industry heat map. Let me get that up there. Do you see that there? Let me just double check. There it is. How come it went over there? Hang on. Let me get the viewer over here. Right here. I don't know why it's in a little viewer like that, but that's the heat map. I don't know what that means, but anyways, oh well. So we're going to be, you know, keep going. We got so much other stuff, Shady Groove. What else is going on in the world? I mean, this weekend, it doesn't slow down, Shady, because we're off on the weekends, does it?
No, it doesn't slow down. And it's very interesting, you know, because we're talking about these different things. You're talking about Iowa and Donald Trump being in Iowa tonight. I think it's very, very funny to watch the talking heads over the weekend leading up to this. Like they are full bore. The Rhino class is full bore into attack Trump, saying we don't want Trump, we want somebody else. You're crazy. You know, Dan Scavino put up a post on True Social over the weekend about who's your favorite candidate. And guess what? Donald Trump blew it away out of the water completely. People over on Twitter acting like, oh, well, we don't want Trump. We want something else. We want somebody else. But it's only the talking heads. If you read the talking heads make the post and then you read underneath, they're not being supported by the people. So again, we're seeing establishment ignoring the voice of the people. The voice of the people, you'll see tonight in Iowa how many people show up there for Donald Trump. I mean, we had the sanctimonious there last week. Did not bring that big of a crowd. I think you're going to see a whole nother level of campaigning after he goes to Iowa today, because this is the initiation. This is the kickoff, and they're pushing back as hard as they can push to say that we don't want Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe.
The banking system is safe. It should have three bank failures. The maker of this meme didn't realize that there was three. Silver. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I tell you guys.
Behind the times a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Let's see. I'm just trying to see if there's a. Oh, yeah. So trying to blame Trump. I mean, that is falling flat now, Shady Group. People are seeing through it. I guess if you can't tell them, Shady, you have to show them.
I think that's what we're watching. And unfortunately, yeah, that's the little bit of the pain we're going to have to all go through so that they can see it, so that we can get to the other side of this, so that people can understand what the truth about a lot of these different things that are being lied about or spun in the media 24/7.
And you know, China had to be, you know, involved with this guy, Shady. Financial Times, Shady, I checked this out. This is right here. Why is this happening? I don't
know
why.
What's it doing?
They changed the way that this crap works on Telegram.
It's Yeti. The producer is screwing it up again. I'm almost certain of it. Oh, no. He's talking to you.
There we go.
Not.
Oh, I got it.
No.
Here it is. So the failure of Silicon Valley Bank has left many Chinese funds and tech startups in the lurch. The collapsed institution serves as key funding bridge for the groups between China and the U.S. You guys see how this is working now, right? SVP's abrupt takeover of U.S. regulators on Friday has also cast doubt over the fate that its joint venture in China with Shanghai Pudong Development Bank, which maintains a separate balance sheet of its total assets of RMB 21 billion. 21 billion, oh. 3 billion U.S. dollars. Yeah.
Mm.
The Silicon Valley lender played a big role in China's dollar-based ecosystem for funding fledgling companies, industry insiders said, with funds that startups often holding money that the bank before bringing its onshore to mainland China. Several Chinese-based venture capital firms said some startups on their portfolios face similar issues of not being able to access funds stuck in SVP outside of China. The bank's collapse comes particularly tough time for Chinese groups raising foreign capital, with the ecosystem whipsawed by Beijing's tech crackdown, COVID-19 pandemic controls, and rising geopolitical tensions with China. Dollar investments in the country's startups fell by nearly three quarters last year. SVB was especially popular among Chinese biotech groups that operated between the U.S. and China. More than a dozen tech and life science companies trading in Hong Kong list SVB among their primary banks, potentially jeopardizing millions of dollars that was destined for long-term clinical development programs. Boo-hoo.
Yeah. Yep. I feel the same way.
Wow. So, yeah. So the banking system remains resilient and stable. This is our resilient and stable president reassuring you that the banking system remains just as resilient and just as stable as he does, Shady.
I said, I'm not reassured by that. Try again. Like, yeah, you completely failed in reassuring me.
No. You're not reassured, guys? Look, I mean, look at the strength of this man. He's amazing.
Not reassuring.
Well, I was hoping to reassure you. We're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv here in a couple of seconds. We love you, Brighteon.tv. Thank you for tuning into the MG Show right here on Brighteon.tv. Check your listings for more awesome shows right here on Brighteon.tv. We're also going to be continuing to the rest of the 5 minutes here and take a 5 minute coffee break. And we'll be back at 1:05 p.m. Eastern on rumble.com/MG Show. If you want to tune in and look at the live show, that's where we're at. And we're also on Red State Talk Radio. Use your spy device. Tune in to Red State Talk Radio. All right.
Also,
so we got
the podcast worldwide.
Yeah. Podcast worldwide, Shady Groove. Worldwide. Boom. Wow, Shady. Boom.